running a business is a tough and lonely journey. Welcome to the Executives on the Frontlines podcast, where business owners and C-suite executives like you will get real answers to your everyday business problems. I'm your host, Jeff Palacio, and together we will learn from senior leaders who have occupied every top box of a company's org chart for every size organization and who like to roll up their sleeves while checking their egos at the door. Welcome to Executives on the Frontlines podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Palacio, and I'm very excited about not only our guest today, but our topic. So we're about a month away from the start of the 2024 Major League Baseball season, and how appropriate that we're going to talk about curveballs and how small the mid-sized businesses get thrown curveballs. So first of all, I'd like to welcome our expert guest today, Mark Durham. Mark, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. It's great to be here.
Yeah, Mark's coming from the home of many spring training baseball teams out in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area. So I'm sure you probably catch a few games every now and then, right?
Well, you know, we used to, but even now, the last couple of years, spring training games are not cheap. Even those lawn seats that used to be, you could go for, you know, $8 or $10, or going for, you know, $50, $60, $70. It's unbelievable. So they're not inexpensive games to go to.
Wow.
And you get to the game and you hope to see some of the major league players, you know, they'll play for three or four innings. And then you get the players that have, you know, number 98, number 99, you know, or players with no numbers at all.
Yeah. I remember going a while back, years ago, probably late 80s, to the Cubs spring training in Hohokam Park.
Yeah, Hohokam, yeah.
Yeah, it was very cheap. It was fun. Anyhow.
Okay, they're fun.
So speaking about baseball, Mark, yeah, what kind of curveballs are you seeing businesses getting thrown at today?
Well, there's a bunch of them. But, you know, when you think about the, you know, baseball and spring training, and, you know, we're in Arizona, but I happen to be a Phillies fan, so I'm a diehard Phillies fan. They're in Clearwater, Florida, not out here. But even good batters strike out. You know, when they get that nasty slider that ends up in the dirt, when they're expecting a fastball, and business owners, you know, can get that unexpected curve, that, you know, that unexpected adverse situation. It doesn't happen often, fortunately, but and some frankly don't experience it at all. But you know, when something like that happens, it can really put a full stop on your business as usual. So
yeah, what kind of examples of curveballs, like, you know, business examples, what's happening?
Well, there are a couple things, you know, that business owners get. I'll give you an example. I was called in, referred to a business several years ago, a wonderful mom-and-pop business. And they were very successful. They've been in business for, I think, over 10 years when they got a curve. They've been using a line of credit for a long time. They've been making payments for years, you know, no problems at all. And they frequently paid the line down. But from time to time, they use this line of credit to fund their payroll. Well, you know, guess what? The bank, which is still a household name bank that we all would know, cut the line. They cut it unexpectedly. There were covenant problems, and these poor folks were in over their heads. Maybe another. How about learning that one of your best customers just left for someone else? You know, you thought everything was okay. You had no problems. And your team, you know, never indicated there was any problem, particularly the team that was the team member that was responsible for that account. They left. You thought they were safe. They were a long-term valued customer, but maybe not. Or maybe just one more. you see a competitor just introduced a new service offering, far superior and less expensive than your comparable service offering. And you never saw that coming. So what do? You get that when you get that curveball. Well, we've all been in situations where bad things happen. So what do you, you know, business owners, maybe they, you know, maybe they want to assemble their team in the conference room. Like, you know, get in here now and let's talk about this. Discuss what's happening. You know, that could be and is an interesting meeting when you have those things happen. You know, it happens frequently. That's what typically a business owner would do. Get this team together. So that's, I think, what I see business happening to businesses. But it, frankly, Jeff, it can be any situation that is unique, that is new.
I'm surprised the amount of businesses, and these could even be fairly large businesses, but definitely on the small to mid-size company level, that they don't even know their biggest customers and what percent of the company revenue they are sometimes. And when you don't have contingency plans, as well as kind of what happens if my largest customer leaves, what do I do? Or even being proactive with that, saying, okay, our largest customer is, you know, 55% of our annual revenue. Right. We need to mitigate that and go out and find other customers. Do you see examples like that a lot?
Yeah, that happens. And, you know, it's businesses facing new issues like that, or these new circumstances that happen from time to time, have that curveball thrown at them when they expect that fastball. I think to your point, sometimes can be applicable to, I'll say, the younger businesses, you know, ones that have experienced really some really good success and good growth, but then suddenly out of the blue, something unexpected hits them. Now, they may have a very good team, but sometimes, you know, that business owner and the team just may not have that experience level to address that situation just happened. They've never done it before. They have a good team. They just lack some experience. And I think sometimes with that lack of experience, that lack of breadth of experience, you know, businesses can become and teams can become a little complacent when things are going well. They don't necessarily think about what you address. The high concentration of a couple of customers in their business mix.
How does a business owner, CEO know, like, you know, the warning signs and what to do about it? Like, okay, I got a problem. I just got, you know, this loan covenant came in. I lost my biggest customer. The competitor did something we were never expecting, or at least not in the next 3 years. You know, it's like, okay, now you look around, you're the CEO. You're like, what should I do? Because I have the same players, the same, you know, team members. You know, what's their thought process and how would you address that?
You spoke about the team, and I think many teams, matter of fact, most all the teams that I've worked with business over the years, they're good people. They're smart people. They're well-meaning. They're intelligent. They're hardworking. So that is typically not a problem. You know, that's always good. So warning signs sometimes just don't happen. There are no warnings. And, you know, then what happens? Well, that's when sometimes a panic ensues. Well, the first thing when something like that happens is don't panic. And, you know, that's, you know, and I think all of us would tend to probably panic when something like that happens. But it's best not to be reactionary. I know many of us would tend to be reactionary when something unexpected out of the blue hits them. What I recommend and what I think we see is you want to seek guidance. You know, don't be too proud. reach out to a trusted advisor. And when you have a situation like this, a business owner has a choice. They can either, I'll say, encourage the responsible manager or the responsible team member to fix the problem. And, you know, like fix it right now, you know, don't go home until it gets fixed. Or they could realize that sometimes outside advice and wisdom is really needed to be helpful. And if you think about it, realistically, an inexperienced team or an inexperienced team member, no matter how hardworking they are, no matter how diligent, no matter how well-meaning they are probably not likely to solve a problem that happened on their watch. If they were capable, or if they had more experience, if they just had a little bit more of the, you know, been there, done that, the problem may not have happened in the first place. So asking someone to fix a problem is probably an exercise in missing the point.
Yeah, because they can't solve the problem that they created sometimes because they don't have the knowledge that how to solve it, right?
Yeah, they're not aware, you know, they're not aware of their circumstances, what's going on, and then asking them to go in and fix it. Yeah, some men, you know, clearly, you know, smart people can solve problems. But in a situation that's very, you know, it's an adverse situation where a business is put in a, you know, very difficult position, particularly something that's got to be addressed right away, asking that individual or that team to address that problem, you know, is problematic for sure. So really good business owners, I think, when they're faced with something that's, you know, out of their area of confidence, you know, and confidence and expertise, they get help. Now, for many business owners, I think this is a very difficult thing to do because they're really admitting that they have a problem they can't handle. And that's not easy and it's not comfortable for them. And now, you know, we've all met over the years, you know, that I'll say, quote, smartest person in the room, unquote. You know, these people are, I think they're pretty easy to recognize, and they, in so many words, tell you that they're the smartest person in the room. Sometimes, you know, business owners that do exhibit that, they may seek help, but they really don't care what you think. You know, and if I see a situation like this, you know, I would tend just to let that smartest person in the room be the smartest person in the room and kind of wish him well. But I think the wise business owners, they call in the pros from Dover. Remember the pros from Dover?
It's from MASH, right?
MASH. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where the term came from. And it was a description of the way Hawkeye would, he would con his way onto fancy golf courses by claiming he was a pro from Dover. You know, and now that term has morphed and has really become to mean bringing in consultants that have specialized expertise. So, you know, and I think that's really what's important for a business owner to recognize. Look, yeah, it's a tough situation. They really do need to, you know, not panic. You know, figure out, you know, what's going on, and really see if bringing in some outside help, some fresh eyes, some trusted advisors would make a lot of sense for them.
So, Mark, for these wise business owners, what are some key takeaways you want to give them?
I think there are two things, and I think it's pretty simple. One, help from a seasoned pro not only provides relief from a current nightmare, will also provide some training to help develop your team. You have a good team. Let's make them better. But, you know, if that situation has identified some gaps in your team, some gaps in the knowledge base, you may need to be able, you know, may need to address that as well. And second, you know, establish some really good, trusted advisors in your network. You know, tag these people as your go-to people. The best go-to people, I think, are those really trusted, I'll say, senior executives that can provide that fresh eye, that fresh look, to help you face these really difficult business challenges. And you know, if you take that approach, you just need to be prepared with that network of advisors to be able to help you do that, because you know, more than likely you're going to get a curveball. And I think many businesses get curveballs where they can handle, but some get curveballs that are really difficult. So you just got to be prepared to handle them.
Mark, thanks so much for being on Executives on the Frontlines podcast. You're a great guest, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Executives on the Frontlines. If you are interested in learning more about today's guests, you can schedule a 15-minute call with them by scanning the QR code or using the link in the episode description. Please join me every 2 weeks to learn from another great leader sharing insight that can help you and your business.